Right. So, I got an antenna question for you. I think I've made a connection, and I want to see if I'm right or wrong here. So, the dipole I built to listen to 3915 with. Don't get me wrong; it does a wonderful job, but if it is that old field telephone wire, it's not. It might have 7 or 8 strands in it. Not very big in diameter. If I increase the size of my wire, would that increase my ability to listen as well?
Give you a little wider bandwidth, Chad. That will help, believe it or not. I showed you that copper-coated steel I got out there. If you want to build you an antenna out of that, that's no problem. It's just hard to work with.
Well, I'm considering let me ask you this. So the field telephone wire I've got, it's got 2 strands that are Siamese together. And you can split the end of it and split it into 2 pieces real easily. What if I did not split but left the 2 wires Siamese off of each side of my dipole and tied that into my center point connector? So now I'd have 2 wires on each side of my center point connector that were bound together instead of 1. Would that work?
But you make sure it's shorted on both ends, you know, where you got both pieces of both conductors kind of acting as one, so to speak. But that'll work.
Isn't that field telephone wire steel?
Sure, it's stainless.
It is the copper.
At the time, was using what I had, and it's working. But I am trying to improve a little bit. So that's a good point. I probably need to increase my size and change over to copper. So I'm starting to realize that.
That's better, Jake. Far away, I'm clear.
Don't run off. Good hearing you in there this afternoon. Chad, the copper does seem to work better than the steel. And like I said, that copper-coated steel I've got out there, the reason people use that is that the steel won't stretch like the copper does. If you've got just copper wire out there, over a period of time, it's going to stretch and your antenna is going to move. The resonant point's going to move. You wouldn't think 4, 5, 6 inches makes a difference, but it really does.
Well, that thing will be coming down soon. So, but it's okay to learn on. I mean, I've learned a good lesson, so and hadn't tore up a radio. So that's a good day either way you look at it, right?
Now, I was talking to Walt last night, and I got some stuff over here I need to get over to him. And I told him he was afraid his truck wouldn't make it all the way over here. I told him I'd just see if I could break free long enough to drive that stuff over to him Saturday. If I do that, if you're going to be around, I'll just grab that copper-coated steel, and you can... if you want to use it. Now, you may not. It's a pain to work with, but if you want it, I'll bring it over there and drop it off.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I can, like I said, Gary, I'm over here 2 days a week, so whatever. I'm seriously considering, though, I've got plans here for that antenna you drew out for me. I forget the name of it. But I'm seriously considering using that. Would that be acceptable?
That's what mine's made out of.
Okay, well let me look at that, and I may change my designs up a little bit, because I'm working with some different kind of frequencies too. I'll talk with you about that offline, but I need to know more about that antenna you got. I'm hoping I can do a little more with it.
Not a problem. We sit down and hash it out. Like I said, it'll work 10 through 160, including the warp bands and everything, but you got to run it through a tuner. And, you know, I got an automatic antenna tuner in the 2000, and it will tune it, but it don't like it. So that's the reason I got a manual tuner sitting here. And, but depending on where you want it, you know, where you set it up to be resonant on 80 meters and whatnot is to how bad you need a tuner. We'll talk about that, like I said, whenever you want this wire, just let me know. We'll get together, and you're welcome to it. Mine's up. It ain't going nowhere. I don't know. It might pull a tree down for it. It broke as tough as that stuff is. But we'll get it straightened out. And, like I said, it's pretty good size, and I changed it from one size to from a smaller size to that size, and the bandwidth went up on it. And it's got good coverage, and it receives good, transmits good. So I guess it's an antenna.
We'll work it out. Well, listen, my beautiful bride's calling me on the phone. I've been hung up on her twice, so let me see what's going on with her, and we'll talk about it later. Be safe, Gary. Tell Miss Joy I said hello. KO4NUE, out 73 to you, sir. I'll be clear.
Well, Anna, I said howdy, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, clear.
Marjorie. 4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, my papa, Aunt Marjorie.
4HKX, how are you doing this afternoon, Alex?
Good, how about you?
Hold you, Alex, I meant to say Alexander. Sorry about that.
Okay, Patrick, if I'm correct?
You are correct.
I was just looking at my logbook, and I found you, and the call sign looked correct, but it's K4HTX, correct?
K04HKX.
In my logbook, I just didn't say it right.
I just want to make sure you had it correct in your logbook.
Me today.
Riding around in circles. I'm working. How about you?
School. I've been sick for the last few days with a mild cold. I've been doing better today, though.
I've been sick, but I'm glad you're doing better.
By tomorrow, I'll feel better. I was still a little bit weak today and running a low-grade fever, but now I'm hopefully by tomorrow I plan or hope to be better.
Over tomorrow and got it all kicked out of the system, and you can get back to normal.
Hoping for that too.
What kind of schoolwork you been doing today?
Handwriting and a curriculum called Gather Around Homeschool, which covers a variety of subjects. We're doing a Christmas theme right now.
Sounds interesting. But surprised you're having to do handwriting. Most people don't learn that anymore.
Don't terribly love doing cursive, but it's good practice.
It's a good thing to know. There's lots of people out here now that can't read it.
And write it easier than I can read it. I still go more with reading it, but if it's in front of me, I can write it fairly well.
We got Patrick and Alex, Alexandria. I keep wanting to call him Alex.
Why is Alexandria's call?
4ULP, Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform, my papa. That is my call.
4WZM, Kilo, Juliet, 4 Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. I wanted to tell you that I was homeschooled growing up. I got my license when I was 16. And I took cursive handwriting as well.
This is the first year that we're trying to homeschool, and I'm really enjoying it. And my mom counted my hand or my study for a week of school, so, you know, that's the advantage of homeschool. Because I was going to an actual school, it wouldn't count.
Keep up the good work. And it's awesome that that you're still in school and got your ham radio license. That's great.
For Greg getting my license at all, it's been a great experience to have it.
Name here is Daniel. I don't remember if I introduced myself, but call is KJ4WZM, Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. And I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. I'm about to head home from work, so about to pack all my stuff up and go home. Today I installed my ham radio in the truck that I drive. I'm a truck driver now.
Just a second, Daniel. So I want to make sure I have your call sign right in my logbook. Is it KJWZM?
J number 4, WZM. Kilo, Juliet, number 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. Name is Daniel. I'm currently in Dacusville, South Carolina. Dacusville. But I live in Traveler's Rest.
In Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, about 2-3 minutes away from North Greenville University.
5 minutes away from North Greenville University. I'm between Mush Creek Road and Highway 414.
Really close. Do you know where Old Boswell Road is?
On the back side of it, we have property between Boswell Circle and Old Boswell Road.
At Boswell Road on 100 Jenner's Hill Road, or Jenner's Hill Road, which is, we were the first ones on that subdivision.
For Boswell Circle.
Talk to him. They're actually like really close neighbors. There's another ham operator on Starview, two ham radio operators on Starview Road. One's 2 Starview Road, and the other one's 21 Starview Road. And, now there's another one close by.
My friend Nathan also, I met him and his dad from on ham radio, and then I rented from them. But me and Nathan were both kids when I met him. He recently moved closer to downtown Traveler's Rest. But his dad also lives on Boswell Circle. So there's a bunch of hams nearby. Nearby us.
Is really neat. I found this website using the On the Air magazine that ARRL releases, and they sent a free copy to me and tells about the website. You can go and you can see a map of where all the ham radio operators are in your local area, which I think that's pretty neat. So I have to look up and try to find you on the map.
I'm going to get off of here for now, but sometime when I get home, I'll see if I can work Simplex with you on 1 watt of power or not. I'll if you'd like to try that. I have a handheld radio that I can use in my house. I have a copper table and a rubber duck. I'm curious how low power I can go and still reach you. There's a big hill in between us, but it's just one big hill.
At the end there, so I couldn't hear exactly what you said, but Yeah, I'd love to try to do simplex. I don't know if my radios have the capability of doing 1 watt, but I guess I can try.
I'll see you later on down the log. Been good to talk to you, but I gotta run. I have to pack my work stuff up and go home. So I did not catch. KO4 something. I'm missing the suffix of your call, but KJ4WZM, and I'm going to go ahead and clear off. But I'll try to remember the last three of your call. I know it begins with KO4, and then I didn't catch the rest. But good job getting your ham license. That's an accomplishment, and you'll never regret that. And hello, Patrick, and bye, Patrick. I will talk to you later on down the log. KO4HKX KJ4WZM. Good to hear you in there. Talk to y'all later.
Four U.S. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Paw. Patrick, you still on?
I am, Alex. KO4HKX. Be careful going home, Daniel. I'm passing the university right now, right out here on north, on 290 or Locust Hill Road.
So for ULP 370, so you're passing North Greensville University?
See, I can't read the sign. It's too dark.
Alright, because I think the university that we're close to is North Greensville University. I think it's on Highway 414, I think. But, I'm not too good with street names.
Yeah, I'm not that one. I'm over on Locust Hill Road or 290 on the back side of where you're at.
If you don't mind, I'd like to try a little bit of a ham radio experiment, and I never made a contact on Simplex, so do you think it'd be possible if we could switch over to the national calling frequency and try that?
Quick for a comment again. Patrick, I know roughly where you're at, and where you will reach your best on Simplex is at the intersection of 290 and 25, and then at that first traffic light, 25 and 414. That's very close to where she's at. It's a mile away, about a mile and a half. KJ4WZM, I am clear now. I'll talk to y'all later.
I figured after I realized that he was talking about the university out there on 414, but old Boswell comes back out here on 290 too. So, Alexander, let me get fuel, and then I will come back on here and give you a call, and we'll try that then, okay?
So you're going to give me a call on the two-type repeater?
Yes, sir. I will give you a call on this repeater, and then I'll switch over to Simplex and give it a try. That way I can set my radio up for it while I'm not driving down the road. KO4HKX, and I want to say 7-3s for now, okay?
Cheers, Patrick. And I should still be here, KO4ULP, and I'll be clear for now.